The 2nd of May 2012. 2100. General. Star. Support. Worker. Title. Night shift. LH has been nursed on one-to-one eyesight observations. He was self-isolative but responded when approached in conversation. He retired to bed at 22.30 hours and once in bed found it very difficult to settle and took until 0.30 hours until he appeared asleep. His arms and hands were seen above his duvet at all times. He was observed to be tapping the top of his right hand, as if rhythmically, as if to music in his head, but these episodes lasted no more than 2 minutes a time. Confirmed by R. Clackett, the 3rd of May 2012. The 2nd of May 2012. 1910. Inpatient. Nursing. Title. Late shift. Lee generally appeared to be euthymic in mood. He was quiet at times, but at other times he interacted well with staff and peers. He appeared to be anxious when the panic alarms were triggered, and he took the opportunities to move to a quieter place when offered. He attended groups, but was reluctant to begin with, however overall he engaged well. His social worker called, and a meeting with him was arranged for the 9th of May at 11 o'clock. He spent his time mainly with his peers, either being quiet or interacting with them. He also ate well, one-to-one. Lee reported to be settling, okay, on the ward. We discussed his interests, which included music and computers. He reported to being an introvert, and enjoys his own space. He also reported that he wants to get out of here as quick as possible. Confirmed by Lee Wonnett, the 2nd of May 2012. The 2nd of May 2012. 1900. Inpatient. Medical. Title. Admission plan. Lee admitted as inpatient to Woodland House. Issues. Background ADHD. On a quasim. Deliberate self-harm. Punching walls. Trampling of hands by fellow pupils at his request. Long-standing blood on beddings redacted by author, The Thing. Self-induced and denial, avoidance of same nocturnal enuresis compulsive stealing hacking into computer systems tendency to aggression, violence self-neglect **** personal hygiene physical examination and ECG were normal, declined physical examination, a goal of admission would be to establish, clarify diagnosis. Plan, one-to-one observations, agreed by team, urine analysis, MCS, nurses informed, observe and monitor degree of blood loss admission blood sent. Weekly urinalysis. Ranhild to get collateral HX form social services. Education department to be informed of no access to computer network allowed staff to promptly re-personal hygiene and physically inspect shower room as he off to be and lies about this. Staff to be vigilant re-compulsive stealing. Confirmed by Sia Kobunduit, the 2nd of May 2012. The 2nd of May 2012. 16:30. Social work title. Legal issues discussed with Sarah Cannell. I asked Sarah if we should be considering an assessment for detention using the MH Act, given that Lee has expressed his wish not to be here, that he also mentioned to Dr. Garrett that he had been told he needed to come into hospital by his community psychiatrist. We discussed the fact that he is on a full care order, via Kent CSS, that he has been chronically self-harming, he has nightly enuresis with the complex likely picture of this being combined with harming redacted by Arthur, The Thing. Dot. He has a diagnosis of ADHD. He has a statement from education and was removed from his family home 6 years ago along with his siblings, in a context of parental neglect and likely abuse, not proven I believe. Sarah's view is that assessment under the MHACT is not indicated at this stage, given that the LA have PR, and support the admission, that Lee is probably not GILIC competent, that he is not standing by the doors, attempting to leave, nor has he asked anyone specifically if he can go home. It is more helpful currently to work with an informal admission as being in his best interests currently. Obviously this will open to review, should the situation change. We also discussed the issue of his refusal to undertake a physical examination. Given he may be causing himself infection and physical harm, two possible approaches to overrule his refusal are 1. Specific issues order using the Children Act, 2. The LA to apply to the High Court for an order for a medical examination at a DG hospital. The 3rd of May 2012 16:12, Ranhild Banton. Event by Ranhild Banton the 2nd of May 2012. 14:10, Inpatient, Nursing, Title, Early Shift. Lee has been nursed on intermittent observations this morning and is currently with the doctor who is discussing his observation levels with him. Lee's was incontinent of urine during the night and his bed was cleaned by the night staff. Staff report some mucus-looking orange, possibly blood droplets in and outside of his shower in his bathroom. He has attended and joined in groups this morning but has spent most other times just wandering and not socializing with his peers. 10 minutes after lunch I ask what he had eaten and he said he could not remember. Lee has interacted with staff and spoken about his interest in computers. Confirmed by LKing 1 at, the 2nd of May 2012. The 2nd of May 2012. 13:45. Occupational. Therapy. Title. Drama Group. OT Intervention. Creative Expression. Lee attended drama group after encouragement from staff, agreeing to sit and watch. Once in the group, Lee participated well in all tasks, working well both individually and with peers. Lee engaged well with others, and was able to perform in front of others with encouragement. Lee presented as euthymic in mood throughout. The 2nd of May 2012, 16:52, Chloe Still. Event by Chloe Still, the 2nd of May 2012, 13:25, Inpatient, Medical, Title, Scene, Dr. Helen Garrett and Oliver Sindel, appeared slightly guarded and looked anxious. Good eye contact, age-appropriate casual clothing and fairly free speech. Told us at first he was in full agreement to being here. His perception is that he is here because of his self-harm that he got someone to stamp on his hand in school. Lee said that he did not think at the time that he needed help, but in a few meetings with Dr. Nyrak, he helped him to see that. What he was doing was not normal. Lee said he is used to being in his bedroom at home and can't have his phone or computer here. He doesn't like to be in new places either, so does not want to be here. It wasn't my idea, I didn't want to come in the first place. Issue he would want to have help with is his anger, that's when I self-harm. He told us he had approximately 12, 6 times 2, sessions with Niall, CPN, and was able to open up, a little bit. There is part of his past that he can't recall, he'd want to work on that. He sees his social worker Carly a few times a month and can also talk to her, a bit. He has had suicidal thought at times, but not often. Last had them 3 weeks ago. They last a couple of hours and are quite strong. He does think of methods, but no specific plans. He would not give in to them. To distract himself, he tries to be productive. E.g. makes websites for people, wants to do that for work later. He does other computer activities too, such as surfing, music and games such as Sims. Lee said he is missing talking to his friends on his phone. Tends to sit in HS bedroom and watch TV. He denied that he is bullied. Foster carers Carol and John. He's been there for 4 years. They have grown up children. Woman 30, man Kev 20. There are also two other foster children, boy 10 and girl 9. When they go out as a family, he chooses to go out on his own. He denied that he currently has an infection and agreed to give a weekly urine sample. Confirmed by H. Garrett, the 3rd of May 2012. The 2nd of May 2012. 12:25. Social work title. Telephone call with Carly Ratcliffe. Carly has been working with Lee since December 2011. She told me that he has been statemented, he is on a full care order, that he has been in long-term foster care for 4 years. His current carers have looked after him consistently for the last 3 years, it is a positive attachment and placement. The local authority has PR, although Lee has regular contact with Mum, no safeguarding concerns. She told me that Lee meets his mum for a couple of hours on a Tuesday or Saturday. Carly believes that Lee is asking for help in that he wrote a note to his foster carers saying that he feels lost, that it's dark around him, he has a problem. She also thinks that his anxiety about not getting help has played a part in the escalation of his self-harm, the recent injury to his hand. Carly added that he has recently come out as gay. She wonders if this is a contributing factor, also that his self-harm to redacted, the thing. Is V difficult to deal with? Lee will not tolerate any discussion around his self-harm. I asked Carly to send social work documentation relating to Lee and we agreed we would maintain contact. The 2nd of May 2012, 17:11, Ranhild Banton. Event by Ranhild Banton, the 2nd of May 2012, 11:30, Occupational, Therapy, Title, Group, Let's Create, OT Intervention, Creative Expression. Summary, Lee was selected for group due to being recently admitted. He appeared euthymic in mood and easygoing. When offered options for projects, he was able to make a decision with support about what he wished to do. He completed a sign for his door independently using paper, pens and stencils. Lee didn't initiate conversations but was able to respond to questions when asked. OT talked with Lee about attending the main group program, to which Lee agreed to try. The 2nd of May 2012, 1602, Lorry Guard. Event by Lorry Guard, the 2nd of May 2012. 10 o'clock, occupational, therapy, title, news of the ward group, OT intervention, creative expression. Lee attended newsletter group, choosing to work on an advert for the upcoming Olympic Games to go in Oak's newsletter. Lee presented as chatty and bright in mood and worked well with staff and peers. The 2nd of May 2012, 11:28, Chloe Still. Event by Chloe Still, the 2nd of May 2012. 9 o'clock, nursing title. Social worker Carly Radcliffe called at 9 o'clock. Contact number is phone to check on Lee's first night at Woodlands. Stated that Mum usually has unsupervised visit with Lee once a week, no safeguarding issues. Staff to call her if any queries surrounding Lee. The 2nd of May 2012, 11:29, Jane Moon. Event by Jane Moon, the 2nd of May 2012. 7:25, nursing title. Woke Lee up at 7:25 and supported him to change his bedding. Lee had a small wet patch in front of his pajamas. There was no indication of dampness or soiling at the back of clothing. Lee agreed to show staff his bedding. There was a damp patch approximately the size of a side plate and several small patches which appeared to be blood within this area. He was able to put his bedding and clothing into separate red bag. Lee was encouraged to have a shower. He entered the room and ran the shower. However, when he was dressed, his odor suggested he had not showered properly. The 3rd of May 2012, 048, Rosaline Chapman. Event by Rosaline Chapman. Subscribe to our newsletter. Join our mailing list to receive the latest news and updates from our team. Subscribe. You have successfully subscribed.